Hey. Welcome back, hey, Girl Chat Sports on a Wednesday.
On a beautiful Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't even notice your little flower there, too. I see.
Yeah, that. It squirts water if you get too close to it. Just kidding.
That's good for social distancing.
Yes, it is. It actually squirts sanitizer if you get too close to it. Sanitize. Sanitize. Need everybody.
Thank
out
you,
there
everybody,
to be
staying
for safe.
Tuning in with us. Make sure, yes, please stay safe out there. We appreciate it. We've got Bill Logan already in the chat. Well, thanks for showing up.
Thank you, Bill.
What's up, Mr. Bill? Shout out to Let the Ball Bounce. So we have a great show for you guys today. We also have some great hot topics. I just wanted to start off the show by doing a special girl power, to start off with, because we didn't get a chance to discuss it on last week's show because they played over the weekend, but we've got a lot of gold medalists around these days, women. WNBA season is now starting. I know for the Aces, we got our first home game, our first game back after the Olympic break this Sunday versus the Mystics.
We get to welcome
our new gold medalists, as well as our previous guest, Jordan
Larson.
She also in the volleyball team brought it with the gold. And this is the very first gold. We talked with her about, you know, never having had a gold medal before. And so these ladies are officially gold medalists. So shout out to all the ladies, all the girl power. I think even like the women's water polo, I believe, won gold. I mean, there were so many gold medals out there, but
We beat China, so I was just happy that our gold count was up there.
Yes, we did. We let in the gold, bronze, silver, and all
everything.
Around. So
yep.
It was amazing. Shout out to Goose too for tuning
What's
in.
Up?
We appreciate
Goose?
You.
Great seeing you the other day.
Yeah, so good hot topics. I know both of us watched Hard Knocks, which started last night. And, you know, I love Hard Knocks, even if it's with the Cowboys, unfortunately. But there was definitely some funny moments we'll get into. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about Summer League being here in Las Vegas. And I don't know if you had a chance to or not, but I watched it, The Malice in the Palace on Netflix.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my queue.
Everybody's
saying it's good.
It's good. And I didn't realize, you know, I think – still 2004. I mean, I wasn't old, but I wasn't like young. And in 2004, I was, you know, I just moved to Vegas. I wasn't necessarily watching a tennis, but I remember the incident, but I didn't remember seeing all the detail in it that they show. So that's going to be interesting to talk about too. We'll maybe have a discussion on that once you tune in, but we'll see what happens. But without further ado, we want to bring on our special guest today. We've got Adrian Smith coming in, professional football player. Yes, football, as well as an entrepreneur. So please welcome Adrian to the show. Adrian.
Hi,
welcome.
Hello.
What's up, Adrian?
How you doing?
We're great.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm winning rings, you know, rings and things. So everything's good here.
Listen, I mean, we definitely need to get into all the rings, the championships, the accolades. I mean, just reading some of your stories, seeing what you've been doing. Well, let's first get started with how did you get, I mean, were you always into sports? I know there was a little thing I saw on one of the reports about you and your teddy bear named Ginger and tackling her. But I don't know, like, you know what, you know, first, how do you get into sports and how do you get into football? How do you start and think this is the sport I want to play?
Seemed like it started with that Nerf ball she got.
Well, first and foremost, Ginger was a boy. So I don't know why I named him Ginger, but, you know, I was ahead of my time, I guess. But Ginger was a boy.
Maybe he was a redhead.
I was 3 years old, and I used to tackle him while watching, you know, NFL Sundays. And that's where it began. But, yes, Mo, you're right. When I was 7 years old, my dad bought me a football for Christmas, and he taught me how to throw a spiral. And it just took off from there. So I've been playing sports since I was a little girl, but it wasn't until I became a woman, until I became an adult, where I learned that there was actually professional women's tackle football. And it has been the most amazing journey. Just amazing.
Yeah, wow. It had to be. I saw you, saw a video and how they were trying to say, how's ballet related to football? And it's kind of like, She kind of pirouetted there when she was catching that ball, being a great number 10 over there on that field. You look amazing doing it. Was there any intimidation when you started out saying, I wanted to do this? And what was the family's reception? What were guys in your lives' reception? If you have any siblings or cousins or anything, like, you know, cousins or anything like that, that kind of gave you any kind of questions right. as to why, what was that like?
So for me, you know, I think my story might be a little unique. I tell people that football actually saved my life. I didn't start playing organized tackle football until after my mother had passed. Mm. So it was very, very dark, very difficult time in my life. And I remember she passed in May, and in September, I found out that there were tryouts for the team in New York, and I almost didn't go. If it hadn't been for my best friend telling me, Adrian, you've loved football ever since you were a little girl, you need to try out, I wouldn't have gone, because I was so depressed, I was so hurt. But I found that in playing football, it was the one time, ladies, the one time where I didn't feel any pain or despair. When I was on that football field, whether it was practicing or playing in games, I could just solely focus on football, and my heart wasn't crushed, my spirit wasn't crushed. I was living a childhood dream, and for that reason alone, I don't care what anybody had to say about whether or not women should or should not be playing football, because for me, it saved my life.
That's awesome. Wow. Did you find that channeling that was kind of therapeutic too on the grieving of losing your mom, which I do apologize for, you have my condolences on. Did you find that a therapeutic kind of outlet as well when you were out there? Or what was the determination too on top of that to succeed?
Right. Mo, that's a great question. I think it's twofold. One, yes, it was therapeutic. When you lose a parent, a loved one, at a young age, unexpectedly, you have a lot of anger. So football was a safe and legal way to hit people. That's why I put it like that.
Right, right.
And to be able to just get rid of some of that frustration and the anger that I had at my life situation. So there was that. But then also there was that little 3-year-old Adrian who, for whatever reasons, loved football. And the fact that I was now able to express a desire that I was born with, I don't know if there's a more fulfilling feeling than that, than to actually manifest what you know in your spirit that you can do.
Yeah.
So were you, I know you played a lot of sports and you kind of, you know, football ended up being the one that you're excelling in, of course. But, you know, how is that? Were you playing like pickup, you know, street ball with the kids in the neighborhood, you know, growing up and trying to tackle friends on the yard? Like, I just, you know, for me, I guess I wish I would have felt like when I was younger that would have been an option. Not to say that I would have done it, because I also don't like getting hit. So I probably would have. And I'm not fast. So I wouldn't have been a receiver like you. But tell us about kind of like, you know, how what transformed you from just kind of enjoying sports and then deciding that, you know, football was going to be it.
Well, this is where I get to shout out my cousins. I have a group of 5 male cousins. Their last name is Sane. I won't go through the whole list of them. But in summers when I would go to Arkansas to spend time with family, they were all into football. And we were all kind of the same age, and they didn't care that I was a girl. I didn't care that they were boys. They just brought me in. They're like, can you catch? Can you run? Can you throw? Can you juke? And that was it. And so for me, it was always about equality. And I learned from them the game and how to play. So when I came back to Virginia, where I grew up, I was good. So yeah, the boys are picking me first because I'm good. That's it.
That's it. That's why you got rings.
Yeah. She got
shout out to my
rings.
Boston Renegades. Hey.
Yes.
Nice. Shout out to the Boston Renegades.
Let's talk about you've played for a few different teams. You've won some gold medals. I think there was a couple. So talk about your accolades here, what you've accomplished in your career so far.
Right. So thus far I've represented the United States in flag football and tackle football. So as a flag football player, I've been on the U.S. Women's National Flag Football Team 5 times. I've won 2 silver medals with that squad, and then represented the United States in women's tackle football, and I've won 2 gold medals on the U.S. women's national tackle football team.
Amazing. Wow.
Then domestically, with my Boston sisters, we just a couple of weeks ago clinched our sixth national title, and I have 1, 2, 3 now, but a 4th ring on its way.
Ooh. Okay, Brady-esque.
I know.
Hey.
I like it.
Well, speaking on that, because I know I didn't get to read the whole article, but I know that there was something from your fellow Boston team out there, from Mr. Kraft, Big Money Kraft out there, basically offered to fly the team to the championship in the personal Patriots plane. Like, nice. Speak about that, because I think that's all something that we're probably like, dang, you know, I mean, to be on the private plane,
right?
We know Kraft is, you know, got his money, so we know that thing was probably luxurious.
Yes, it was, Mel. It was. I didn't even know to dream that big, honestly, and I dream big. I didn't. That wasn't on my list. So the whole Patriots organization, Mr. Kraft, the entire organization from the coordinator all the way up to senior vice presidents, chief marketing officers, everyone is top notch. I mean, professionalism oozes out of the organization. And as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, I really appreciate that. So the owner of the Boston Renegades, her name's Molly Goodwin, and I, we were duped into thinking that we were just going to be doing an interview with Angelique Fisk, who is their lifestyle editor. So we're on the Zoom, and you know, I'm like, Angelique's kind of, I don't know about these questions. It's just, what's going on, Angelique? What's going on? Sure enough, she's over here, you know, just trying to buy time. All of a sudden, she goes away off the screen, and then there's Mr. Kraft, and Molly and I are like, you know, we're shook. It's, you know,
right,
deer in the headlights. What's he doing here? And then that's when he just calmly says, well, we won our 6th championship on the Patriots plane. Would you give us the honor, the privilege of flying you to your championship? And it was just like, would we? And I remember Molly's like, I don't know what to say. And in my mind, I'm like, Molly, say yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's not one offer you decline.
Right.
You take that.
Right.
And look what it did. It provided you guys the 6th ring. So it all worked out well.
Yes. Yes. Man. It was quite the experience. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Wow. I can't imagine. So, I just couldn't imagine. I mean, that's major, major, major. Like you said, you dream big, but that was nothing that you could have ever thought of or wanted for. And look at the blessings bestowed upon the ladies.
And not to mention, you have Bob Kraft literally telling you. It's not through someone else on behalf of Mr. Kraft. He personally got on there and told you. That's
correct
in itself. That
yes.
is just so huge.
Not some pre-recorded message from like
a no, right. not pre-recorded at all. He himself was on that Zoom, and the day we're flying off to Canton, Ohio, he actually shows up that morning, and it's crack of dawn. So you know, he really he committed to that, and it just meant so much. It meant so much to us as an organization.
Oh,
that's really good. That's awesome.
That's an incredible story.
It is.
An incredible story. And congratulations on winning that 6th.
Right.
I guess I kind of wanted to know, just because I've never played either necessarily, but how hard is it to go from a tackle to a flag football? Because, I mean, I know obviously you need to be dedicated and being able to realize what you're in, but is it hard to not just want to tackle somebody in flag football, or are you getting penalized if you do, if you're not grabbing for a flag?
Yes, you do get penalized, and yes, it can be difficult. You just made me, Mel, you just made me think of, I played in a flag football tournament a few days ago, and we needed a 1st down. So I caught this pass, and yeah, I was a little extra rough, but we needed the 1st down. And so I was thinking as I rolled over the defender, that could technically be called a move that I would do in tackle, but the refs didn't call it. So, you know, 1st down.
Yeah, that's great. So you're continually playing the football, you're playing football. Are you going to be back? When is the season for women's tackle football? What's that season?
Right. So it's kind of like a WNBA, NBA situation. We play, the NFL plays opposite our season. So we normally start in April and we go through about July, August, you know, depending on the calendar year. That's for the games themselves. But as an organization, the Renegades start practicing the first week of January.
Okay. Well, all that's right. And then most of these women also have, you know, other careers or their full-time jobs and stuff, because of course, like, just like in women in the NBA, WNBA, they're not getting the pay or getting any pay necessarily in regards to what's happening. So, how does that work for, I mean, obviously you're keeping your schedule in order, but how hard is it to be able to balance, you know, just regular day life or work life with trying to compete and like you guys are doing is winning championships?
Right. Well, I think it's a skill set that women just have to develop, period. If you want to be successful in this world as it currently exists, then you must be good at multitasking. So we pay to play. We do not receive any funds. We pay to play. We fundraise. We work 1, 2, 3 jobs, depending on who the player is, to get the monies required, the money necessary to fund our operations. And it can be difficult. I tell people, for me, as an entrepreneur, I'm involved in many things. I have an entire spreadsheet that I keep track of my time. I keep track of my projects. So I'm able to stay on top of things and have proper time management.
Okay. Yeah. And that's dedication, because if you're paying to play, that means, right, you know, it's kind of like when you're paying for things, you're like, I know that I got to do it because I'm paying for it. So it's not like I'm going to slack off a little bit or this. Yeah, I'm paying for this. I need to get it done. So,
and you like exactly. It that much to do so. Like, that's the thing. Like, you're really passionate behind doing this and it's paying off. Do you guys ever look into like sponsorships or anything like that as far as part of the fundraiser? Do you have any sponsors or anyone that's like really willing to buy in?
The league itself is, we've got sponsorship with Zenith helmets, Secret, you know, deodorant. So we're always looking for that. We still just haven't reached that level where we've got a large enough of sponsors. And then we also have season ticket holders as well. We're doing as much as possible with where we are right now, but we still have a ways to go.
And how many teams? Oh, how many teams are in there too? Yeah.
So, and the Women's Football Alliance, they're a little over 60 teams. Wow. So we have, we have a D1, D2, and D3. So a tiered system altogether, a little over 60 teams.
Wow. Gosh, that's so much. Yeah, what about the fans, Mo?
I'm just going to ask their demographic of fan base. Are we having a lot of more females that are like sold onto this, that are your biggest fans, or you've got a lot of men generating the fan base, most of that are supporters?
You know what? I think it's actually balanced. And then within that, we've got a lot of families as well. And I do have to say that obviously the pandemic took its toll, but our last home season, our playoff game, we had a substantial number of fans in the stands and it felt great. I mean, you can never replace that energy of your fan base when you're playing at home, supporting you. And then lifting you up as well. And I imagine after the press that we've received, thanks to Mr. Kraft and the Patriots organization shining some spotlight on us, I'm eager to see the fan base that we'll have going into the 2022 season.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I'm looking forward to that. But so let's change gears a little bit and go into some of these wonderful things that you've created and founded and co-founded. One of them, since we were talking about you in football, was you created the Gridiron Queendom.
Yes.
And tell the viewers a little bit about this community, this media platform. Oh, there you go. Hey.
Famous plug. I like it.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. So Gridiron Queendom is a company I created in 2013. The sole purpose of GIQ is to promote women and girls around the world who play football, who are fans of football, whether it's tackle or flag football. I found that, again, in my international experience playing for Team USA flag and Team USA tackle, that there are so many girls and women around planet Earth that love this game. And I want them all to know that there's a safe space that they can go if they're being bullied for wanting to play football, if they're not getting the support that they would like to receive, that they can come to Gridiron Queendom. They can read articles about other girls and women that are making strides in the sport. It's been quite the adventure.
Well, the site was very informational. I even didn't even realize that there's a whole information about even like concussions for women. Of course, you don't think about that. I mean, we all know about men having CTE and the concussions and the injuries that can take part in football. So I'm assuming those injuries are just as bad when it comes to women playing tackle football too. But, you know, I think it's great that there's a place in a community for all these women. Like, again, had there been something like this for me growing up, it would have been interesting to know, because I would maybe would have had more of a yearning for a football thing. Because, you know, so you see a lot of these women now that are playing flag football, that there are in tournaments, that, I mean, we've seen these girls in college going into playing for the men's college team. So it's just crazy. What do you think is going to, what would you like to see happen as far as in the women's realm of football?
I would like to see the burgeoning pipeline for girls in flag football to continue. So now, you know, we have the NFL and Nike. They put together about $5 million to really promote girls flag football in high school. We've got the NAIA, which is just had their inaugural flag football season for women at the varsity level. I want to see that continue. And, you know, fingers crossed, it's looking like flag football will be an Olympic sport in 2028 out in LA. So I just would like to see the strides that have occurred in softball and soccer and basketball for girls and women. I want the same thing to happen for flag football for girls and women as well. And then in tackle, if I have my druthers, we do have a couple of women's tackle football leagues out there. I say women's tackle right now in 2021 is where men's tackle was back in the 1960s when you had the AFL and the NFL. I would like to see everything converge into one just powerhouse league. So yeah, hopefully that will happen sometime in the near future.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Olympics too. Gosh, I can't. I love the Olympics has brought on new categories and new sporting events. I think the 3-on-3 this year was really amazing to watch, especially for the women. Seeing the skateboarding and these young girls at age 13 and 14 winning gold medals.
That was awesome.
It is. And it just shows you that there's so many girls and young people out there that definitely, you know, have the opportunity or could have the opportunity, have the skill set to be able to succeed in all these sports, which is amazing. It's so amazing. So what is it that you're trying, that you'd like to be able to offer for other young girls growing up and getting into football? Or is that part of this, the website, and being able to access, to ask questions, get information, that kind of thing?
Yes, Gridiron Queendom really is about, and you know, it sounds so cliche, but it is, it's true. It's very much true. Representation. If you see it, then you believe that you can achieve it. That's it. So I want to put as many images out there as possible of women achieving their dreams in football, whether it's flag football or tackle football, so that the little next 3-year-old girl, she just won't have to look at the NFL. She can look at Gridiron Queendom. She can look at what's going on at her local high school or at the collegiate level. And that way we just remove that whole, I just want to remove that little instance of doubt where a girl's like, should I, or is it okay? I just want that to be off planet Earth. It just no longer exists. You know, it's like, I see it. I believe I can do it. So I'm going to go out there and get it done.
Like, there's no room for that. That's
there's just no room. We're out of room. We're out of room for doubt, for hateration, holleration. We're out of room.
Right. There is a question for you from Leanne. She mentioned, is it true that you're friends with Jerry Rice?
Leanne.
I feel a story coming on.
All right. So Leanne's my bestie. Thanks, Leanne. So what had happened was during the championship weekend, July 23rd, 24th, 25th, Mr. Kraft, again, the Patriots organization was so generous. They arranged for us to have the Boston Renegades to have a private tour of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Lo and behold, I walk in and my favorite wide receiver is Jerry Rice. He is the GOAT. Like, I've always patterned my game off of him, his work ethic. I just want to be and achieve as much as he's done. So I'm walking through the Pro Football Hall of Fame first time, and then I'm just noticing that there's so many exhibits featuring him because he's got so many records. And so I have all of my teammates. I'm like, oh my gosh, please get me a picture of me with his jersey. And then over here, there's a little, photo of him on the wall. I want to stand next to it. So I'm doing all of this. And then his bust in the Hall of Fame. So I'm taking selfies with his bronze bust. And then I do this huge post on Instagram, just had so much fun at the Jerry Rice Hall of Fame, right? Instead of calling Pro Football. So then I go to sleep and I wake up. We have to go to practice Friday morning in preparation for the game on Saturday. Go, have a great practice, go back to the room, I'm showering, getting ready for the lunch. I happen to just look at my phone, and then all of a sudden I see that I have a direct message from Jerry Rice. I pass out. I can't function in life. I'm shaking. My roommate's like, Adrian, what's wrong? I'm like, Pula, Jerry Rice just messaged me. So it took me out for the rest of the day. And it took me 5 or 6 hours. Of course, word spread amongst the team. And I was like, I have to write him back, but what do I say? So I wrote him back, and I can't remember the message. Something like, oh my gosh, thank you. You're the best. And then Mr. Rice actually gave me advice. The night before the game, he wrote me back. I'm not going to tell you what he said, but I will say that I scored the first touchdown in the championship game.
Very good.
So the advice clearly works. I mean, Mr. Rice has some rings of his own.
That's always playing advice. I'm taking it as I'm not thinking it's since you can't share, because somebody else would probably take that methodology. So it must have been something for your playing skills, correct?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Yes. I won't just give out all of that goat wisdom just willy-nilly. Exactly. Yeah, no, he gave me some very specific advice, something that he would do before every game that he played in the NFL.
How amazing is that? Your all-time greatest favorite. I mean, that's
incredible. Yes. I mean, that's a dream come true for real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really, I'm still, look at me, I'm still cheesing just thinking about it.
Mean, if you have somebody that's an idol that actually reached out to you, you know how many chances I try to reach out to some of my idols that I stalk on Twitter and Instagram? And they respond back to me?
And hold on, because I've got this. I'm such a huge 49ers fan. I just have my chain with me at all times.
Oh, my God. Shout out to the Niners fans that were
– Don't tell the Patriots.
Shout out to that Bay, that other side of the Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll leave that one alone because I don't want to offend our guests. So,
right.
No,
I'm just going to give my flowers on that. That's great.
Yes. That's an amazing story. I mean, simply amazing. And that's so cool of him to be able to reach out. And then of course follow back up with some great advice that of course leads to a sixth ring, it looks like. And that's that's amazing. It really is amazing. One other thing I think we got to mention was that you're also the first woman to score a touchdown in what was it? The championship?
It's the Women's World Championship. I know what you're speaking about. Yes. So that was in 2010. And I want to shout out to USA Football. It was the first ever international competition for women. And I was one of 45 women selected to represent the United States when we played in Stockholm, Sweden. So shout out to all my Team USA teammates. It was, oh my gosh, that really propelled me into seeing how powerful football is. You know, you have universal languages. Everyone knows it's music and it's math. And then for me, I like to add in, it's also football. I mean, whether you're speaking German, Japanese, it doesn't matter. When it's down set hut, everybody's on the same page and we come from the same family.
And your names in history, you'll forever be the first to ever do this, which, in and of itself is just amazing.
I mean, your bucket list is incredible. You've got some checks off that list like no other. And that's just phenomenal.
And you mentioned Japan, in Japan, because I know that we also read up on you as far as having, lived there and had a class, or you gave some direction and instruction on, a show, actually, a Japanese television show.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah,
how did that
research, Mel. You did your research. Yes.
I'm amazed. Yes. I just can't. So you have a talk show in Japan, you come back, you're playing tackle football. Like, it's just, you know, what else
I'm trying to hear more about this game. She's got this blitz card game. I'm trying to figure out how to play that. Card I was looking game. At that. Please bring that out because I need to know.
Okay, well, I'm going to zoom in here. This is Blitz Champs. Blitz Champs. Blitz Champs, right? So I had this idea in 2015. You know, I said, well, how is there possible for me to create? I was talking to God because that's what I do. I talk to God. I'm like, God, we need a game, a football game, card game. Went to bed, woke up, boom, here it is, right? Blitz Champs. I wanted to really create something fun for kids and families, something that replicated all of the excitement and strategy that I experienced as a player on the field, but in a format that is compact and can be played at home or, you know, in the classroom. And so this is Blitz Champs, and I'm super proud of the game. It's easy to learn, takes 2 minutes to learn. Green cards, you use them to score points. Red cards remove points from your opponents, and yellow cards keep the game in motion. And we've been pretty successful. It's also a really good math learning tool for kids in grades 3 through 8. So both of my parents were teachers. So education's very important.
I love it. I have a quick snippet on the card game just to give like a visual for those out there. Someone play that.
The goal of Blitz Champs is to be the first player to score 21 or more points. Players can score points by using the following offensive cards, and they can remove points by using the following defensive cards. In order to keep the game in motion, players use continuation cards, which require a specific action. Let's see an example. A rushing touchdown can be countered by a tackle card, or a passing touchdown by an interception. It's exactly like football, but in your living room, classroom, or on the team bus traveling to a game. So if you're a football lover, check out www.blitzchamps.com and download or order your deck now. Take it from me. You'll love it.
I love that. It's so cute. And I think for our ladies out there that are still trying to familiarize themselves with football, kind of understand the game, lingo, and everything that goes with it, that's an excellent game or gift to give to anyone that's wanting to, you know, really get into the sport of football. I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
Too cute. I'm going to order.
And it also gets these kids and family, like, you know, to have a sit down without having electronics or phones or being stuck on computers. Like, that's just, you know, that's one of those things. I think you can do it anywhere. Like you said, in the bus, the plane, school, wherever. Like, that's just, I think, the most important part is that it's just, you know, super easy, really good, wholesome, and a great learning experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, we get lots of feedback.
Before you get a master Madden, you have to go onto this first. You play this first, and then you can play Madden. Yeah. Learn this first so you understand how to play Madden. I wish I had that. You know what I mean? Instead of them throwing me into them, you know? But it's such a great tool. I love it.
Thank you. We get lots of great feedback from teachers who say it's a great game for indoor recess. It's a great game to kind of reinforce addition and subtraction skills. And then a lot of parents who are stuck in airports, they bust out the Blitz Champs deck for sure.
Yeah. Shoot, I'd probably be playing it while I was watching a game. Like, that's a good thing to be doing in the middle of the time. Yeah. So
we can make it amazing. Into a drinking game. I think we can make it even more interesting. We put money on. We could turn this thing into a whole adult parlay of a game, right?
I was thinking of it. Look, it's kind of like a sport. It's like a football Uno almost.
Right. Like, that's what I was thinking too. Like, Uno. I was like, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Very
Before
cool.
Before we let you go, I know that there was one more thing that you have on your palette. You've got the Harlem Hip Hop Tours, which is also sounds amazing. And if we ever get to that side of town, we got to look into that. Or that side of the country. Tell us a little about the Hip Hop Tours, H3 Tours that you co-founded and kind of what brought that about.
Yes. So H3 Tours, Harlem Hip Hop Tours, is a company I co-founded with a friend of mine from business school. And we provide, I like to call it edutainment field trips, right? Mm-hmm. Where we educate and entertain. So on any given day, we can have a school group from Massachusetts or Virginia or the Bronx, and we'll take them on a tour of Columbia University, hip hop music studio tour, Apollo Theater tour, anything really involved in the arts, and then also entrepreneurship, that type of thing. And I'm just so grateful because we were on pause for a long time due to to the pandemic, yeah. but right. we were just able to get a grant. So it looks like we will be able to open up our doors come September. So
that's
awesome.
Very that's great. That. That is yeah. amazing. Really cool. Oh, very wow. Cool. So much great stuff. I mean, so amazing. So do you think that you'll be, I know it's a little far away, but if they do have like flag football come the Olympics, are you planning to continue your career through into that to possibly make it into the Olympics and get Olympic gold possibly? Or what's your kind of overall time frame now with football?
You know what I would love to occur really is I continue to use Gridiron Queendom, you know, my skill sets, whatever I can do to develop the pipeline of talent. And I want the American talent pool for women in flag football to be so good that I can't make the team.
Hey,
that's what I would like.
That's a good goal too. Cause that means there's a bunch of young girls out there ready to take it. That's great.
It's a trailblazer move. I love it.
Yep.
Oh man. Amazing. Yeah. Well, Adrian, we appreciate your time. We know you're out there on the East Coast. We know it's getting late. We appreciate you coming on and sharing the story. I know we're going to be looking forward to hearing more about Blitz Champs as well as the website. And where can everybody find you, like on social media, to follow, to keep up with your story and the happenings for you?
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Adrienne the 10. So ADRIENNETHE10. My jersey number is 10. So Adrienne the 10.
Love it. And any last words for anybody or for the girls, young girls out there trying to follow their dreams into getting into football or anything like that?
Yes. The tagline for Gridiron Queendom is girl play football. That's it. Oh, yes. Should I? Can I? Girl, play football.
Play football. Love yes. it.
Play oh, football.
That's great. I love it. Yes.
That's dope.
Thank
Adrienne.
You so much. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you, ladies.
We appreciate
Thank you.
Have
so
a good night.
Thank you so much for coming on.
All right.
Goodbye.
Jeez. I don't know. I just, you know, Adrian can I be Smith, playing y'all. Football right now? Man.
I don't know. You love it so much. You probably could. Yeah, why not? At least flag. Know. You're pretty active. Why
yeah.
not do it?
These ankles ain't good no more, though. Maybe
my knees
younger.
Ain't good no more. I'm just saying, I'm not even talking about the tackling. I'm talking more so on the flag. I mean, or touch football. That's an easy right. family fun game. We can get that going.
It's but I'm going to need like a smooth surface. Like, I don't know about no divots and no grass. I mean, that's a whole.
What park near us has all of that?
Yeah, right.
We got the Kellogg's, the soccer field park. I know they don't have too many divots in there. That'd probably be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
the one like not too far from me either. Probably
give it a show. Give it a go. See how it,
Why not?
How it works.
Why not? Oh, man. Give it a try. I'm Woo. Sure there'd be people down for that.
Of course there would be. Of course there yeah. would be. It's like one of those that they do that for Thanksgiving, I think, you know, all the turkey bowls and the whatever.
Yeah. And I'm seeing like you see people that are elderly doing it, like a friendly game. It doesn't have to be all serious, but you know, there's always that one.
You know, it's always going to be serious.
Take it there.
Take it to the next level.
Because it's like, you guys try to push me. It's on. We ain't playing football no more. It's about to be pro wrestling at this point.
Right. Right. So, right. Mm-mm. It's about to go down. So the Hard Knocks kicked off yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it. I mean, well, here's the deal. I enjoyed it, but didn't enjoy it. I don't know your thoughts. I felt like the reason I watch and love Hard Knocks is because you're getting to hear all these personal stories from some of the players that are probably going to get cut, might get mm-hmm. cut, may make the team. And I felt like this was the Dak and Zeke show. Like, that's all we talked about.
They threw in on a little something with that, what's his name, that wants to be LT so badly.
Micah Parsons.
Yeah, Parsons. Yeah, that was.
I enjoyed his snacks. Like he's always hungry.
I can't go back in. You sure? Yeah. Begging.
Come on, one more.
Come on,
come
one
on.
More. Come on.
No, I wasn't happy about seeing Dan Quinn on the as the defensive coordinator there, but whatever. Hopefully, he doesn't do very well with them like he did for Seattle, but. Hey, whatever.
It's a cool Hard Knocks. I'm not tripping. I mean,
I'm not like it's only the first one. I'm not going to shun it. Of course, I'm going to watch them all. I just wish that. I mean, obviously, they had stories to get out. They had to talk about Dak and his surgeries.
To. I mean,
you know, he had
one
two
day.
Surgeries. No one right. knew he had two.
Right.
It's just,
and then it's yeah. just his story and what he's been through. And the thing of it is the fact that he shows up to camp and he wants to do these plays and can't. He still can't. Can't throw the ball. You know,
and there's and news so today that he was going in for an MRI because of the strained muscle still.
Yeah,
so
the strained muscle, and they're trying.
Got to still be an issue.
It is.
Shout out to Guru. He gave a. He laughed at the Parsons. Yeah, the Parsons, the family, they were hilarious too.
They were
at the Hall of Fame game.
That made it for me. I like.
There was
it.
A couple spots that I wanted to show here on the show. So if you are listening to the show, not watching, I apologize, but they were just hilarious. If you haven't watched Hard Knocks, you gotta watch it. There's just a couple snippets here. The first one I thought was hilarious. Zeke has never wrapped a present before. So prior to this clip, he goes on YouTube and tries to YouTube how to wrap a present. It goes too fast. He shuts it off, and this is what he's dealing with.
Me and Dak, we met actually at the combine.
All right.
Both got drafted the same year. We've been best friends since.
All right. It's not the best.
So my birthday is July 22nd. Dak's is the 29th. So his is a week after mine.
Oh, it's stuck to my finger.
Concentration. All right, this is my first time wrapping a gift, so.
Oh, I just taped nothing.
Put that one right in the middle.
It was a nice attempt. What? I mean, I'll take a shoot. Who wouldn't take a, listen, you give me a gift from Zeke Elliott, I don't care how it's wrapped. Like, listen, it's coming from Zeke Elliott. All right, I'll take it. I'm sure it's gonna be.
You're at training
fabulous.
Camp. I'm sure there's no staff there to help you like there would be at the mall wherever you're purchasing your items. I
and
guess.
No one's wrapping their own presents. I don't even like to wrap presents. It's not necessarily that I can't. I have a team at work that will wrap for me. Like, hey, can you wrap this? And they
I've just always
wrapped
presents. So I could hear my mom in the side of my head saying, don't use so much tape. That's too much tape. Cause you know, he's like literally stringing the entire tape around the bag.
It was a disaster. It was a disaster, but I would take it, you know? And the gift was great.
And the gift was great.
The gift was great. So I would take that gift from, give me a Goyard travel bag. I'll take it. I don't care how it's wrapped because we're ripping it off anyway. Sometimes people, and I'm one of those people, if it's beautifully wrapped, I do take my time unwrapping it. Like I go through every fold.
The edges.
And I undo thing and I because I always think it's not about ripping it off. It's about recycling. Like if you see this wrapping paper again, it's probably going to be me recycling.
Yeah. Or like when they have the fancy bows, you know, it took, you know, it's they're beautiful. You always want to take those off. Yeah.
But I'm a fan of a gift bag and tissue paper all day too, honey, because I can recycle that as well.
Okay.
I hear you. A good, cute gift bag with some tissue in it and the gift in it. I'm fine with that too.
The other clip I had is I just want to make sure if someone can check Jerry Jones and his cholesterol levels or maybe his blood
pressure. His sodium intake. Sorry. It's just all of that.
It's just too much.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go to work. No, you need to get going. Okay. Bye-bye.
No worries. All right. Bye-bye.
I mean, that was a lot of salt for a little breakfast sandwich.
Not to mention that it already has tons of sodium in it already. So when I saw him sprinkling that salt, I was like, oh, my God.
And who sprinkles salt on their breakfast sandwiches anyway? Or I don't know.
I mean, listen, I'm not judging, but that was a lot of salt. That made my heart hurt when I saw it. When I watched it,
I was thirsty watching that.
Oh, my God, I guess so. But see, it's just like people that pour. It's like the same person I saw one day put up. Your sunflower seeds are already salted. And you put more salt on them. Like, oh, my God, you're going to fall over.
Oh, Lord, no, I can't.
But he's a guy that likes a lot of salt. I see it.
Yeah. So that was good.
I wonder what next week he's going to put salt on. I hope they keep this going.
I
what
hope
else
they
he
keep
puts,
going.
Jerry puts salt on. Yeah.
Maybe he has a traveling salt shaker in his pocket.
Like he bought us in a bag. He's got salt.
You know,
He's got salt. He's taking it like a salt, salt shaker.
But the end of the first episode also showed them in their Hall of Fame game, which was against the Steelers on Thursday. So that was obviously the start of football season, which they lost to the Steelers. But man, football's back. I'm going to the Raiders-Seahawks game this weekend.
Let's go.
Allegiant Stadium, I'm just hoping and praying that they've made some adjustments because they've had a lot of issues, I guess we could say, just in the few big venued concerts and the soccer game that took place here a couple weeks ago. Just the traffic, fans not getting in very in much in order, the walking to get from parking, you know, the lack of tailgating, because of course you can't really tailgate most of the spots there. You kind of have to.
Yeah, we know.
It's just.
Which is disappointing. And not to mention also a lot of people, the feedback that they've given me who went to the practice the other day.
Yeah, it's 15%
capacity. Yeah, Sunday. It was it was 15% capacity, but they were testing out sound and decibel levels and the noise and all of that. And it gets super loud. From what I understand, you might want to bring some earplugs. And it was super cold. So they were testing out the temperature there as well. So you might want to bring something that's a little long sleeve. You just never know, because they are, when they're doing this, are working the inner workings of how they want the experience to be in the stadium. So you might get some levels of that going on while you're there.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to wear like a jersey, but then I figured I probably wouldn't wear the jersey until I actually got inside the stadium, because it's going to be too hot to be in a jersey outside the stadium.
So right. It's
like 107 degrees on Saturday.
Right. But it's extremely cold from what I shout out to Josephine, who went. It was like, it was so cold in the Allegiant Bowl. She's like, I think they were just testing out how the air conditioning is going to work, but it was freezing. I'm like, okay, good to know.
It is definitely good to know. But so, and, you know, we all knew about the Carson Wentz injury, his foot surgery, as well as his offensive lineman.
What are you looking forward to in all of this? What are you looking to see? I know you're getting this experience from Allegiant, that side of it. But what are you looking forward to seeing with the Seahawks?
I mean, here's the deal. It's preseason. It's the first week. There's usually maybe like one quarter of main players playing, if that. I'm definitely looking to see how our backfield is doing, our corners, safeties, because that's kind of where our issues are, as well as, of course, our offensive line, which has always been an issue. And the only problem is that I know we're still in lingo with Dwayne Brown and his contract. So if that doesn't get figured out, he may still be in a hold and maybe be there but not playing. I'm sure, just like we saw in the Hall of Fame game, there could be players that are there but just not playing. I'm not necessarily going to thinking this is going to be a great game because – all the players are playing. No, I'm going really for the experience and for to say that, you know, the Seahawks were the first team with fans in Allegiant Stadium. Like this is like a historic moment of sorts. And because it's been what, a year and a half since football, I've been able to be able to be at a game. I had to jump at it. So
yeah, of course.
It's definitely a lot more costly than preseason games that used to come free back in Seattle or wherever else. Cause you know, people don't pay for preseason tickets. They're usually like, you know, $30-$50. And these ones are just crazy. Just like all the rest of the games here in
Vegas. This one is the cheapest one you'll get. This is going to be the cheapest preseason ticket you'll see be in Allegiant. I mean, $130, $104 I looked at on the second party apps. Not bad. Cause game time, the games, tickets are starting at $400 to $1,000. So this is probably your cheapest ticket you're going to see.
Well, they've gone down because they were in the threes and twos just for like that. And that's a lower bowl. I'm sure up higher it might have been cheaper too. But it's just, I think preseason is going to be the cheapest you find it. I mean, I already know that there's people that have sold certain ticket sets of their one game and been able to pay for a whole nother trip somewhere else.
Oh, like, absolutely. Yeah. Because intense. I was looking into the Rams and Raiders the following weekend on the 21st. Those preseason tickets are nothing.
Right.
Really inexpensive. So it's funny how for Allegiant, and that's in SoFi. So for it to be cheaper there and then not here, it's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah. Cause I think I might want to head out there for the Seahawks game, but I definitely heard that the tickets were a little bit cheaper. I think it's just cause it's Vegas and it, you know, of course the glitz and glam, but Guru mentioned they offered Jamal Adams a new deal. I think it was today and they're waiting for an acceptance. I think this is the second time they've done it. Jamal also was there at he's there at training camp or, but he's just not practicing. He's like, what is it called? In hold or in practice hold or something like that. So,
and then I saw they waived Alden Smith too. So he's out, he's gone.
It must be something. I mean, it definitely has to do with his arrest in April.
Of course.
But it must be something severe enough to where, because I mean, they've held on to it this long. So it's like, I guess it's just probably time to make that extra roster spot and get somebody on, because it's unfortunate for him. I think he's still a good player and has a lot of great talent left, but.
They say he's living in a sober living facility. So he's still battling his alcoholism and all kinds of things.
When you can't
better.
Get it together,
yeah,
you know, we can't be responsible for that one. So. What about how your feelings, you know, your new Lakers team, you've got Russell, he just got his jersey and had a presser. How are you feeling about the team? And then there was some discussion today about possibly eyeing for Isaiah Thomas too.
Yeah. Legends Ball, just here we come.
He just adds the average, huh?
I get it that, you know, there's older teams out there, but we're not the oldest start. They're not the oldest starting five team. Let's be clear.
They're not. They have an old bench too.
They're a weird old team.
Yeah.
I mean, I
but I think they'll get playoffs. Isaiah for cheap, because obviously I think he still wants to play. He just dropped 81 in the pro-am up in Seattle. So
that
I mean,
is
I know
the
he pro-am.
I love that analysis. I heard that too. I do not care. We're talking about the big leagues now. I don't think, and that's not diminishing Isaiah Thomas as a player. I just think I'm sick of the retro.
Yeah.
The retro players. We need young guns. And, you know, for who we have starting out, like I said, it's a slip and fall away from some kind of surgery happening. I don't see this team being effective doing this. It's a seat filler of entertainment. This is the next level. This is Big Three 2.0. You're basically taking away the money from Ice Cube's Big Three tourney by putting it into a professional NBA. This is what we're seeing right now. That is my opinion. Everybody's like, oh, they're going to be. You, what delusion are you in that you think a team roster of 36 years old players, and we've never seen anything like this before. So I'm very curious to see how that
right.
is going to be. But they're all on the other side.
And there's definitely got to be some kind of load management calendar for all these guys, like just to keep them in order. Because
really,
they're all going to be needing to take
a break. And if there is a load management, who do we have to sub in for them? Nobody. Another 36 or 35.
Well, they got
to
rotate. They got to rotate in
and
out.
Come on, this is ridiculous. I am so upset about this whole season with them. Because not to mention, you're in a Western Conference dominating side of the NBA. This is the strongest conference in the NBA is the Western. What seed will the Lakers be? That's the question I want to ask. What seed do we fall into?
I don't know. It's going to be dependent on injuries. Like, as long as there's no injuries, you know, but like you said, it's just a slip and fall away.
Even with
you better be paying those, the broom pushers an extra couple.
I told you the floor needs to be spotless and dry after every timeout, after every foul attempt, before they even go to the line, let's wipe the floor. I don't want no rebounds coming up with no type of injury or any of that.
To
mention, even with Dwight Howard, yeah, he's great, but he's also problematic with his mouth and getting texts all the time. So then you have that on that side. And then you got Marc Gasol as a stop it. Entertainment value, tickets are going to be $500 a piece. You want to see the Legends Ball? Go to the Legends Ball and watch the Legends play. That's all I can take from it.
Yeah,
you'll never
right.
see this in your lifetime where you see a starting five of legendary players like this all in one
all
team
Hall
with LeBron
of Famers
James.
Types.
All
yeah.
Hall of Flamers on a team with LeBron James. That is what it is. That's it.
It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be very interesting. Not to mention you got Klay Thompson coming back. Jamal Murray's coming
right.
back. I mean, you got all these people coming. And I'm just like, what? All right, let's go. I'm still Laker Nation through and through, but I see the blitz on the play. I know it's definitely an entertainment value of this. This is going to be the biggest seat-filling type of thing you'll ever see in your life. Not to mention all the sponsorships and anybody that wants a commercial during those games. That is going to be a money revenue thing, big time.
You know, people are trying to recoup, you know, from the pandemic and get all their money back. The NBA
Absolutely.
Wants that money.
This is an advertiser's dream. If they can put
I mean, they're dishing it off on
game,
all the players and their salaries. Of course they
of
need that
course.
Money back.
This is the advertiser's dreams. They're definitely. And talk about Dennis Schroeder, who turned down $75 million
can you
for 4 years
that?
To play with the Lakers and gets 1 year to go over and play
for
with
like,
Boston
what was
for
it, five
million.
Or $6 million?
That's what he gets. Because the fool thought he could start when he came.
Who's
well,
his agent? Like, who gave him that
it's
advice?
It's not even his agent. I honestly think it's him. I honestly think it's him. Because this guy thought, with all those legends on the team, that if he stayed with the Lakers, he definitely better be starting. That wasn't going to happen. Dennis
Schroeder
is no bench
guy. Take that money
and
sit on the bench then. Get you a ring.
He wants no bench play whatsoever. He wants to start. I remember he literally said he was going to be the one running the point. And I was like, yeah, okay. LeBron runs the point. He ain't running no point. So he is very delusional in his ask. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask because you never know the answer. But he thought he could start. That was the only reason. And he been said mid-season, even when he signed on to Lakers, I'm not staying with this team. So guess who we use the money to get Russell? And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And poor guy, because, you know, he's kind of slightly on the other side himself. And he is going to be over there in Boston. Boston.
Hey, that's what it is.
You know what I mean? He's going to be right on over there with Boston.
So the WNBA is back. And the other big news out here in Las Vegas is Liz Cambage is back. So.
Yes, I'm excited.
What are our thoughts on that? I mean, do you feel that the 10 to 14 day break of the Olympics got her back on track?
I hope so. And I hope her agility is there too to play up defensively. And I hope she's in good shape and I hope her mentals are there. And I will be there at the Sunday game because I did put in for the media.
I think I put in for Sunday too. So I think I'm supposed to be there.
Well, we'll both be there.
Guess we'll
see you there. Yeah.
It's a sports weekend for me. It's going down.
It sure is. You got activities.
Yeah, activities. So I'm in for the 21st.
Or is it the 21st? Or what day is that? It's not. Is it this? Yeah, this Sunday. I think I selected that too.
No, this is the 14th and 15th.
Oh, so what is it? The
15th is
the
Sunday.
15th, the Sunday. The okay, Mystic. So that's the one I think I put in for.
Yeah.
And so.
And then I know we'll Monday see. I'm gonna do Summer League for a day.
Okay.
I think that's like the final day or two. So hopefully it's like the competitions to like win the league. So hopefully there's some good games. There's been some good games out here. There's been these rookies are showing out. There's been a lot of the league out here as well, watching games, taking it in. And I know Bam was there courtside with his gold medal fresh off the plane from Tokyo. Okay. So the guys are, big out here in Las Vegas.
It's good to see that support. I really didn't care about the Summer League because I didn't really watch the draft to see who's and what's of whatever, going to be in it. But
and it was a hard year to keep up with college basketball because of the pandemic and everything else.
It really was. And you've got four Jalens that got drafted. I can't keep track of which Jalen is what. Like, I wasn't even paying attention.
I didn't know that Jalen was the new Jordan. It's like,
Jalen is. It's like four Jalens. Like, okay. So I just don't know.
Who's who?
Who's who? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't keep up with this right now. But I know that the turnout is real. And I know quite a few people are trying to go and check it out. Yeah. So that's good that you'll be able to experience that.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But there also was news that Sue Bird said that she wasn't going to be in any more Olympics. This would be her last and final one. Yes.
Don't believe it.
And Dawn Staley said that she was done coaching Team USA.
I did read that.
There'll be some definitely changing. I know when we were there showing the celebration, it looked like Taurasi was like, I'll see you in, where is it? Beijing. Where are they playing in 2024? But she was like, I'll see you there. Like she, Paris, I think.
She's ready. She's ready.
Okay. She wanted to go for six too. Everybody likes that number six, I guess.
Hey, right? Six is a great number. Be like Brady.
Right. So we got some sneaker drops coming up. I know you found, I just so everybody knows, those Travis Scott Fragment Lows are dropping on Friday. So if you got a bot, now's a good time to use it.
Those are dropping, and the Pollen ones, AJ ones, are dropping on Saturday, I think the 14th.
Yes, I think so too.
I won't get those either.
The Jordan Lows, these ones come out on the 26th, the orange OG Lows.
Oh, wow. Why do they look red on my screen?
They looked red on mine too. I was like, I guess they're like a deep orange.
Yeah, so I see the orange now. I see it. It's pretty cool.
And then, of course, one of the all-time favorites, the Oreos, retro like Oreos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like these ones because my four Oreos. Fours.
I don't really.
Yeah, me too.
Do I need an Oreo 5?
But I like these ones because they also have the white, because the four Oreos were gray. They didn't have any white on them.
Yeah, they don't have the white. Yeah,
I do kind of like these. I might have to find those. But they weren't the Nike app. They were just on the Jordan app. So that's,
I like those. Mm-hmm.
I do like them,
too. I like the little blue, too.
And then you had saw these, the Travis Scott holiday pack.
Yes, they're holiday pack.
Does that mean you got to buy them all?
No, it's just that he's being kind and giving us four options in shoes that hopefully one out of the four I can get.
Hello.
And I want that Barico brown. And the lead is pretty dope.
I like
too.
The gray haze.
Gray haze is dope too. All of them are pretty fly. Like, I need this to be true though. You're collaborating with them on the Air Max deal. We don't even know if this is real or not. This is rumored. No. But, well, I hope he does it. I like the mock-up.
That would be nice.
I'm with
that
would it. Be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda and then you also mentioned these were coming back.
Oh yeah, the Raptors. Yes. Yes. Oh. And the dark charcoal.
So
yes,
sometime in 2022, it sounds
like. Yes. We'll take those That'll sevens. Great. Take that with the logo on the side angle. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I don't even know what these are and how, but of course, you being our fashion guru here. Found these.
Just being a sneakerhead, honey. Just being
Please
a sneakerhead.
Tell me about these.
Yeah, so it's Kerwin Frost. He has a collab with it's the hair for me.
It's
for
the eyes ponytail. For me,
those
and it's
the eyes and the teeth that are glued to the toe. So if people don't, I mean, some of you may not know who Kerwin Frost is. Probably a lot of you don't know who Kerwin Frost is, but he is a YouTube sensation. He's also a Harlem-based DJ. He's a talk show host. He has the Spaghetti Boys, which is like this creative collective about designer clothing and sneakers. And he's interviewed with Jerry, some of the best in the biz that's up and coming. He's interviewed with Mike Amiri and Jerry Lorenzo. And he's part of that sneaker culture. And if you're a sneakerhead, like you and I are, it's not just about the Jordans. It's about all sneakers. Sure. So Adidas has been doing a lot of cross collabs with him. And this is the latest collab that they thought. Guru was like, what the heck? I know. The hair doesn't come with it.
So if you notice, you just gotta get, you gotta find your own, you know, extension.
Right. You can put your, I'm sure you can go to anybody's beauty supply store and find your best pony
or outside the club, maybe in Tampa on a night.
Whoever, never know. A great Tampa night might be an extension or a clip laying on the ground. You never know. But he, if you knew Kerwin Smith and how he looks and how he dresses, his style is very eclectic. It is very questionable. It is very kind of what the heck. So it also puts you on the line of Jeremy Scott when Jeremy Scott kind of pushed the envelope with Adidas doing some crazy things. This is one of those things. I don't mind it. Would I get a pair? Maybe just because of the teeth in the front. I think if I saw him in person and was just like, what? What in the
just
world?
Just for the teeth in just the front.
Just for the conversation alone. Do you know how much conversation that would be?
I mean,
you were just sitting there with the
shoes. But guess
legs
what? Then that also solicits the unwanted conversation too. Like, I don't want anyone just coming to me like, oh my God, I don't time to talk to you right now or anybody. Like, that's it.
I'd be like, yeah, they're fly. Keep it moving. That's all you gotta
Although
say.
It does kind of go with the blue and the white of the Seahawks. You know, it could it be really like a does. Game day shoe.
I mean, it's totally a conversation piece. I mean, that's wearable art for your behind. Like, I've never in my life. So. Yeah, shout out to Kerwin Frost. That's pretty dope. It's different, but that's the sneaker culture. Everything is different. You never know what you're going to see out there.
You really don't.
All it takes is one good influential rapper to have those on, and everybody's going to be like, oh my God, I want the Kerwin Frost Adidas. So it always works.
Exactly.
So crazy.
Well, next week we'll have to talk about the Malice in the Palace. So that's going to be
yes, I'm
going to
watch
week.
It. Yes, it definitely,
definitely
is
watch it.
Along with we got Boy.
You also sent over. These are hilarious. I'm just going to play one because it was the least.
Leslie Jones is the GOAT of commentating.
Leslie,
move over, Snoop Dogg. Leslie Jones, her whole
listen.
Instagram
was NBC needs
to
get them on there instead of listen.
Go ahead.
Hilarious.
Everybody keep telling me to look at this Dressel dude, but I'm being honest with y'all, man. They all look the same because. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not saying that Dressel looked like them. I'm just, whoa. I was wrong. Hey, I'm grown enough to say when I done made a mistake. Holy.
So for all those that are just listening or listening to later on, it was the video of Dressel
Caleb
getting ready for a swim.
He's
fine. He is good looking.
He is. Listen. And she even posted one when he took his swim cap off and she screamed and I screamed. Oh my God. I was like, what?
Yeah, that full arm sleeve too.
Oh,
listen.
He's fly.
I do need to play this one. Just FYI, if you have a child around you, just put, you know, earmuffs on.
Please, yes.
This one was
hilarious. Yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying, do you still... Yeah, that's not working. That's not working. It's still just like the one ball was like, no, don't try to... Don't push me in, you know? Don't put baby in the corner. You know, nobody sits baby in the corner. That's what that ball was saying.
That was Garrett Scantling. He's a decathlete.
Yes.
And he didn't qualify for a medal. He got fourth, but that don't put baby in the corner.
Don't put baby in the corner. Like the way he was adjusting. I mean, her commentary was spot on with everything. I dedicated my whole Olympic playbacks to Leslie Jones. Big ups to her. Because her whole Instagram was dedicated to that. From the track team to the volleyball team, you got to go watch them all.
Because I have been watching, you know, Kevin and Snoop on the Peacock app, and that's been pretty funny, and you know, most of the time. But those are hilarious. Leslie Jones
has been bringing it for the women's side. This is the women's take. That's why I had to send it to you, because women, we think of things too. We have opinions too.
We all think about it.
Yes. And the fact that she said it and put it out there, and with the women's track team and everything that was going, every competition she watched, to water polo, to competitions I didn't even know existed, she had a comment for it all.
That is,
and
so
the timing
funny.
On it was just perfect.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
go to her page. Goodness. Follow Les Dog.
I'll be there. I will be there to check it out.
L-E-S-S-D-O-G-G on Instagram. It is hilarious.
Oh my gosh, she's too funny. But anyways, you guys, great show. Thanks to all that tuned in. If you're catching the end of it, feel free to just rewatch it. You can rewatch it here. You can also go to YouTube. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel at Girl Chat Sports. You can find us on Linktree and get all of our links to all of the audio platforms if you want. Check us out. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. And big shout out to Adrian Smith, too.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Big major. Did you see them ring? You know, she got ring. She got championships, she got medals. Rings. She's on this kind of behavior right now.
It really is. Yeah. A whole mood.
I still need that t-shirt. I gotta get that t-shirt made. It's hilarious.
I really gotta get teammate. Yeah, for real.
But anyways, y'all, have a great weekend. Enjoy football. It's starting again. I think the first game is tomorrow, if not Friday, for preseason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that's getting ready for their fantasy leagues. Let's go.
Yes.
Game time. Let's go.
It's game time. It's time to execute. So we've got leagues going. We want to make sure we get in there like swimwear.
Absolutely.
But anyways, y'all, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. We appreciate you. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday. We'll do a little recap of the Raiders Seahawks game as well. And we got a special guest too as well.
Yes.
See you later.
Go Raiders.
Bye. Go Hawks.
Go Raiders.